Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go, y'all.
Tell me why they all hating on me. Cause it's God over money on my whole team. I bang out like Yeshua is my OG. And I don't really know how to be low-key. Logo on my chest like what it do. We them followers of Christ, tell me what it do. And if you're not one, we can still kick it. But I might preach to you, I'm just being real with it. Christ said you gotta love them when they front too. Your love measured by the hate you can love through. And if Christ at the cross for the same was to put him there and die for his killers, he can love you. He the boss, I be on my jail. The way I do it, got a maiming in my halo. The truth hurt, but it do work. Until you met him, you can never know your true worth. I keep it 100. Some of y'all love it, some of y'all don't, but I ain't finna change nothing. G-O-M. We gon' keep it coming. If it's hating, you're the only one that does it. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't get no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't get no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, hater, hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, hater, hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, hater, hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. All that hatin' in the world won't make me a hater. Born sinner, I came with a flaw. I'm finna see the light. I was raised in the dark, but he came for the loss, and he paid on the cross. I'm a servant of the king, and I bang for the cause. You say you ain't a Christian, alright, cool. And you can't rock with it, cause it's not true. But game rock red, Snoop rock blue. You ain't never bang in your life, but you got two. Just saying, y'all be acting funny though. First time a hater, cause I'm broke and my money low. Find out I made a couple hundred on a low. Now they like so, I thought it was God over money though. Hate it when I'm paid, hate it when I'm broke. They hating on my faith, hating on my folk. See them drown in the middle of the ocean. When you pull up, they be hating on your boat. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't get no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't get no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, hater, hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
First things first, I'm blessed, boy. Hard to stress when you dress like Metroid. All up in the armor, something on a hater like. You won't see this logo on my chest, boy. You already know though. Bumpy get to snapping like a photo on my click click. We the misfits that the spit swift. Something like where them Indians would live. Intense. It's more the music than your amusement. Knew that before we get formed a union with the boy in Houston. Yeah. Never doubted what the law was doing. With me or biz, I just grab my sword and with the war to prove it. This platform that we're using, mask on. Evolution is that strong. The illusion is passed on. Where the youth is, I'm back drawing the blueprints. So any hater regard to get mashed on.
Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't get no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't get no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Yeah. All the hating in the world. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. This is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line, the number one prayer line in the world. Glory to God, and we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. We truly help you have called in or you have tuned in to have a blessed time in the Lord. Praise the Lord on today. What's up, everybody out there on YouTube? Praise God, watching the premiere. Praise God, we thank God for each and every last one of you out there on YouTube on today. Hallelujah. We if you want to be a part of the service out there on YouTube, we suggest you call in, praise God, during those times. times on your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 5 o'clock Pacific time. Amen. 7 o'clock Central time and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard time. Every night we are right here. We are live. We have a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Coming from the Apostle Elder Nate Curry. So we want you to call in. We want to hear you. We want to hear your prayer, prayer request. Hallelujah. We want to pray with you. Glory to God. Praise God. Because we believe when we pray with you, we believe what the word of God says. The word of God says that when two or more touch and agree on a thing in the earth, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say we know that there's power in numbers. They teach us that in school. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But there's also power in prayer. They teach us that in church. Glory to God. When you put the together, the Bible says God moves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we want God to move on your behalf. Glory to God. So we want you to call in. We want you to tune in. We want you to be a part, hallelujah, of the number one prayer line in the world. Let's go to the throne of grace, and we're going to get this Holy Post, this Holy Ghost party started on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit be present with us as it always is, that your anointing flow as it always does, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to bind. We want to rebuke. Hallelujah. And we want to cast away any work of the enemy, any work that's going to try to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. Hallelujah. We cast it away from the line. Hallelujah. We command you to leave. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. Our ears are open and our hearts are receptive, Lord. We are ready to receive your word on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Bless the Lord once again. Hallelujah. This is the number one prayer line in the world. Hallelujah. The Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line. And we thank God for each and every last one of you that have called in and tuned in on today. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, representing H-Town, Texas, by way of Arlington. We are in the building. Hallelujah. Amen. And later on in our broadcast, bringing forth the dynamic word from God as he always does. Glory to God is my brother. Hallelujah. In Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Might be my brother in real life. We don't know. Hallelujah. We need more to come back with the DNA on that one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But my brother, Apostle Elder Nate Curry, will be coming forth later on in the broadcast with a dynamic word from the Lord. Right now, we're getting ready to go to the throne of grace. If you're out there on YouTube, we advise you, call one of those numbers on your screen. Hallelujah. Be a part of the service on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I recommend the 848-220-3100, access code 299-299. Praise God. You'll get right in no matter what carrier, praise God, you have. Amen. You will get right in to the service. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, we thank God for each and every one of you. I want to go to Mark 11 again tonight. Praise God. As we get ready to open up the throne. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Mark 11 again tonight. Praise God. Mark 11. Hallelujah. Starting at verse 22 through 26. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to remind you out there, tell your friends about the prayer line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As we go throughout our day, praise God, tell somebody that the presence of the Lord, hallelujah, is on the prayer line every night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's more prevalent here than it is in the church. I'm sorry, pastors and bishops out there, praise God, amen. I know you done worked hard to build your church and your sanctuary, and you got, hallelujah, a crowd full of people in there, praise God, but if the spirit of the Lord ain't in there, glory to God, hallelujah. If the spirit of the Lord ain't in the building, hallelujah, praise God, I only want to be where the spirit of the Lord is, and the spirit of the Lord is right here. Amen, on this line. They say Jesus is on the main line. Hallelujah. You better tell him what you want. Praise God. Just the main line right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. This the main line. Prayer line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Reading out of Mark 11 out of the New Living Translation, it reads, then Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in God. I assure you, you can say to this mountain, May God lift you up and throw you into the sea, and your command will be obeyed. All that is required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you will have it. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to look at verse 24 real quick. This is Jesus talking now. This ain't one of the prophets. Amen. Praise God. This ain't Paul. This ain't one of the disciples. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is Jesus, Yahshua, the Son of the living God. God in the flesh is speaking. Praise God. Hallelujah. And depending on what kind of Bible you got, it should be in red. Praise God. We need to take heed to those red words. Verse 24, he says, listen to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. He has an exclamation point. So he meant what he said. He was trying to get our attention. Listen to me. Glory to God. This is important. I need your undivided attention at this point right here. What I'm about to say could change your very life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what does he say? He says, you can pray for anything. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You can pray for anything. It's a comma right there, so I have to pause. Glory to God. He said you can pray, hallelujah, for anything. See, that's one problem we got. We are limiting ourselves on what we ask God for. Glory to God. The man of God talked about this other night. Hallelujah. We are limiting ourselves, hallelujah, on what we asking God for. And when we limit ourselves on what we ask God for, we limit God on what he can do. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says you can pray for anything, that house, that car, that husband, that wife, that money. You can pray for anything, peace of mind. Hallelujah. You can pray for anything, high self-esteem. You can pray for anything, anything. You can be healed. You ain't got to take that medication. I ain't got to take this medication. If I pray and believe in my heart, I can pray for anything and I will be healed. You can pray for that marriage that's going down the toilet. You can pray for that kid that's headed around the wrong path. You can pray for anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, verse 24, he really trying to drill verse 24 into us. You can pray for anything. See, some of us don't want to pray, hallelujah, to God because we treat God like people. See, some people you can't ask for too much. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Some people feel like you're being greedy now. Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm going to buy you a car, and instead of you asking for a Honda, you ask for a Mercedes. Now you're just being greedy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God is not like people. See, God, this is what we have to understand. God has unlimited resources. Unlimited resources. People are out here talking about how much land they own. God owns galaxies. Glory to God. His paper long, real long. Hallelujah. Ain't a ruler or a tape measure been made could measure the length of God's money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he's saying we can ask him for anything. You might not can ask your mama for anything. You might ask for a house, she get you an apartment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ask for an SUV. Hallelujah. She get you a little compact car. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, that's how people do because we have limited resources. Glory to God. But you think, amen, Bill Gates' children hesitate to ask him for a Mercedes? You think Bill Gates' children hesitate to ask him for the condominium they want? Hallelujah. You think Donald Trump kids, hallelujah, amen, hesitated to ask him for the name brand, the Jimmy Choo's, hallelujah, and the red bottoms and the Michael Kors? Glory to God and the Jordans. You think, hallelujah, that these, that Oprah, hallelujah, and her friends hesitate to go in the store and buy whatever they want. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, these rich people are like that. Hallelujah, amen. What makes you think God don't want you to have the best? Hallelujah. He took David out of the field. Glory to God, from watching some sheep. Hallelujah. Amen. And put him into a palace. He took, hallelujah, Joseph, hallelujah, out of the pit. Glory to God. And put him in the palace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to realize that God, hallelujah, said, I will do anything you want for me. Hallelujah. Amen. If you ask me, he said, you can pray for anything. And then he says, amen. And if you believe, you will have it. Glory to God. Quit being ashamed to ask God for what you really want. See, we look at stuff like that's something expensive. God look at it like that's something cheap. Hallelujah. You want to see expensive? Look at the moon. Look at Jupiter. Look at the stars. Look at the sun. Look at the earth. That was expensive. That cost me some time. Hallelujah. Amen. That's really valuable. Hallelujah. The name brands, them Gucci's and stuff, that's not valuable. That's just somebody's name. Glory to God on some clothes. You can have all that. The Lord don't care. The people care. Glory to God. Lord, say that again. He said, I don't care what kind of clothes you wear. People care. He said, quit worrying about what people say. Quit worrying about what people think. Hallelujah. If I bless you with diamonds, put them diamonds on. Glory to God. If I bless you with name brands, wear them name brands. If I bless you with a fancy car, drive that fancy car. Wash it up every Saturday. Make sure you drive it to church on Sunday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Show off in the name of God. God did this for me. God blessed me. God opened up the windows of heaven and poured out a blessing. He said, if I pray for anything, if I just believe it, I'll have it. Hallelujah. They said I wouldn't survive this long, but I prayed for healing, and he healed me. They said my marriage wouldn't last this long, but I prayed for it, and we still here. Hallelujah. They said my kids would be in jail by now, but we prayed for them, and they still here. Glory to God. They said it wouldn't last. Glory to God, but we prayed. Hallelujah on tonight. So tonight when you come before the throne of grace, ask God for what you really want. Quit beating around the bush, hallelujah, and asking for that Honda when you know you want that Benz. Quit asking, hallelujah, for that apartment when you know you want that house. Glory to God. Quit asking for that job, hallelujah, when you know you want your own business. Glory to God. Ask God. Hallelujah, for what you want. Glory to God. On tonight. Hallelujah. We opening up the phone lines. The phone lines are open tonight. If anybody has a testimony or prayer request, now would be the time. Will there be one on tonight?
I like to thank the Lord for letting me be able to see another day. I like to thank the Lord for blessing me throughout this day. I like to thank the Lord for taking care of all my family and friends. I like to thank the Lord for all his blessings. And I ask the Lord to please go on the nursing home and hospitals, the jails and the prison. Somebody needs to right now, Lord, please take care of all the homeless, all the sick and shed in here. Police, Father, go to Louisiana, Texas, Jersey, wherever the storm might have hit. Please take care of all those people, and please give the electricity back. Please, Father God, take care of Linda and Giovanni. Please take care of all my prayer partners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'm Yolanda.
Amen. We thank God for Sister Yolanda on tonight. Glory to God. Do we have another testimony or prayer request on tonight?
Yes, Hallelujah. We do. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Linda.
Yeah, that's Sister Linda from Lancaster. I want to thank the Lord for keeping me another day, for keeping me another year, for keeping me all these years. I want to thank the Lord for his many blessings he provides for me each and every day. I want to thank the Lord for the shelter he provided for me my utilities, my house, my family, my friends, my loved ones. I want to thank the Lord for the prayer line that we do have a line to communicate, to learn His word, so we would apply His word in our lives so that we may one day see Him. I want to thank the Lord and praise the Lord for blessing each and every family on the prayer line. And I want to thank the Lord for keeping them, their family and friends, as well as mine. I want to thank the Lord for reaching down on all of these disaster areas and throughout the United States. I want to thank the Lord that He opened the door that He could help those people to get back on their feet swiftly. And just open a door or avenue or however He choose to do it to help these people. America's hurting bad. And we know that the Bible is fulfilling itself.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank the Lord, you know, for His mercy, His grace, mm-hmm. and for forgiving me of my sins.
Yeah.
I want to thank the Lord for who He is. I want to continue to praise Him and walk with Him and do what's right. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Linda on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Do we have another testimony on tonight? Praise God. Amen. Amen. But we just thank God for everybody that's called in tonight, everybody that's tuned in tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have heard the prayer requests. You have heard the testimonies that have gone up before your throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch Sister Yolanda in the mighty way. Touch Sister Linda in the mighty way, Lord. And everybody that is connected to them on tonight. Lord, we thank you for everything you're doing in their lives, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the forward progress on today. Hallelujah. Steady moving us forward in you. Hallelujah. Touch everybody in the earshot of my voice on tonight. Everybody that's going through, hallelujah, right now, their trials and tribulations. Lord, send your Holy Spirit to comfort them right now in each one of their individual positions, Lord. Only you can do it. Only you can work it out. Only you can give them peace of mind in their situation, Lord. So therefore, we turn to you. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah. And we appreciate you, Lord. And we bless you high in your holy name. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God on tonight. Lord, we ask that you touch him from the crown of his head, oh, Lord, to the sole of his feet. Let the anointing flow freely, hallelujah, as he is your willing vessel on tonight. And, Lord, we bless your high and your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. Glory to God. God is truly worthy to be praised. He is truly worthy to be magnified. He is truly worthy to be lifted up. There is no other God. None stand beside him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He has made ways out of no ways. He has made our crooked paths straight. Hallelujah, Lord. He has forgiven us for our sins that people haven't even forgiven us for yet. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank him for that all tonight. Glory to God. If you're just tuning in and this is your first night, glory to God, calling in or your first night tuning in, this is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you calling in on tonight, you tuning in on tonight. I guarantee you, you are about to be blessed with a word from the Lord, because the leader, the pastor of the Commanded Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship is getting ready to come forth and bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord as he has so many nights in the past. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about hallelujah, my brother. Hallelujah in Christ. Amen. Representing Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. They are most definitely in the house on tonight. The West Coast is in the building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than my brother in Christ. Glory to God, the Apostle, Eldon A. Curry. He is about to come forth and break the bread of life on tonight. Glory to God. Immediately following this next song, we will be in his hands. Glory to God. I know you feel it. Hallelujah. Amen. I know you can feel it in your bones that it's about that time. Something is about to break. Glory to God on tonight. Glory to God.
I feel it in his flow. Holy Spirit knows that when you have your way, break, tear down every lie, set the wrong thing right, 'cause when you have your way, something has to break, something has to break, right now in your name, something has to break, something has to break, hey.
hands up to Yahshua. Come on and bless the Lord right now. It's breaking. It's breaking. Release a breakthrough anointing right now to your house.
Yeah.
I release a breakthrough anointing to your family. I release a breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
I release God to everyone that's on the prayer line right now. So breakthrough anointing. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. Whatever the enemy was trying to do, it is breaking. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, give
your
God
yes,
a praise. This
yes.
is the breakthrough anointing. This is the anointing of breakthrough. You will have victory. You will have your miracle. You will have your blessing. No devil in hell will stop it. Glory to God. The anointing of God is on the way before you, and victory belongs to you. Somebody give God a praise right now. Somebody bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Give him the glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Something had to break. Something had to give loose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. How many of you know when the anointing comes, everything has to change? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Something has to change when the anointing show up. Something has to change when the presence of God show up. Something has to happen. Glory to the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to tell your situation that the presence of the Lord is here. Amen. I'm going to have what the Lord says I'm going to have.
Hallelujah.
The presence of the Lord is here. Somebody give him a praise. Sickness got to go.
Hallelujah.
Poverty got to go. Depression got to go. Whatever it is that the enemy is trying to put on you, tell the devil that you take your yoke back. Glory to God. I'm giving you your yoke back. I'm giving you your sickness back. I'm giving you your poverty back. I'm giving you everything that you've been trying to put on me. I'm reversing it back to you. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The name of the breakthrough anointing is here. The breakthrough anointing is here. It is the anointing of breakthrough. I shall break through the enemy's God. I shall break through. Somebody say, I'm about to have a breakthrough right now. Right now. Right now. I'm waiting till later. I'm out the way. God says it's mine right now. Give God praise for your miracle.
Hallelujah.
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 I see God turning things around. I see God reversing some stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. Tell somebody, say, the devil is a liar.
The devil's a liar.
He's a liar, and Yahshua is still the Messiah. Come on here, somebody. The devil is a liar. And Yahshua is still the Messiah, and there's nobody higher. Somebody give God a praise, hallelujah. Something has to break. You came on the right line at the right time, glory to God, because God is going to give you a peace of mind. He just dropped in our spirit Isaiah 26:3, and the Lord says he would keep our minds in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor, stay focused. Stay focused on that word. Don't let it go. Whatever God has spoken to you, stay focused. Glory to God. Say, Lord, I believe you. I'm going to believe you until I see manifestation. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm decreeing and declaring tonight by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost that something is changing right now. Even as we're connected, God is changing your situation. And God is saying it's going to work in your favor. Somebody say it's going to work in my favor, glory to God. God is going to favor me out of this thing, glory to God. And I'm going to come out with your blessing, glory to God. The favor of God is on my life, and the devil is a liar. America, and he gonna have to give me back everything he's stolen. Somebody give God a praise, glory to God.
Amen.
I tell him it's coming back. It's coming back. Amen. Don't worry about that. It's coming back. Then the Bible says that once an enemy is caught, once a thief is caught, then he has to pay back sevenfold of what he has stolen. Tell somebody, take a big payback. Glory to God. I'm just speaking out of the Holy Ghost, out of what he's telling me to say to you right now tonight. Glory to God. Somebody said a big payback. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The big payback is about to hit your
the
life.
Big payback.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. The big payback. God is walking down your street. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He about to pay you back, neighbor. Glory to God. He not just going to pay you back, but he going to pay you back with interest. I hear the Lord say he going to make him pay you back interest. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Something about to change, neighbor. Something about to change.
Yeah.
God said when you put your praise on it, see, your praise is a stamp. Glory to God. You know, amen, nothing is official. Amen. With the government, tell they put the stamp on it. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Yeah.
God said already done it. But God said it become official when you put your praise on it. When you put your praise on it, that's the stamp.
Yeah.
Come on here, somebody. The stamp says now that it is official. Come on here, somebody. God is saying your miracle is official now. But you don't put the stamp on it. That's why the enemy don't want you to praise God. Because he said, I don't want you to put the stamp on it. Glory to God. But tell somebody, say, put the stamp on it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Put
the stamp
on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, you can't mail a letter. Can you put the stamp on it? Come on here, somebody. You can't email no letter. Can you put a stamp on it? Come on here, somebody. God said, put your stamp on it. Glory to God. And that's going to let me know, glory to God, that it's going to get to heaven. Come on here, somebody. I'm giving God a praise because I'm putting my stamp because I'm going to send this letter to God right now and let him know, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. My miracle is on the way. Somebody give God a praise. Put a stamp on their neighbor. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Watch God, beloved. Watch God. Hallelujah. It's already broken. Because of the presence of God, it's already broken. Whatever you believe in God for, is already done. According to the word of God, it's already done. Hallelujah. The Bible says all the promises in him are yes and amen. It's already done.
Yeah.
Somebody shout yes. Hallelujah. It's already done.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Praise God for your peace of mind. Praise him for your peace of mind.
Hallelujah.
Let him take your peace. Broko Rabba Sando Robo Sunday. Don't let him take your peace, beloved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Worry and doubt and stress has already been broken. It had to change, beloved. It couldn't stay the same. Come on, hear somebody. God said it's already done. Praise him for the already done part. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you've been going through hell all day, come on and give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the invitation. Hallelujah. That your miracle is on the way. Amen. If the enemy's been trying to fight you in your mind, if he's been trying to, amen, make you think that all of this is not going to happen. Glory to God. If he's been trying to tell you and put doubt and unbelief in your mind, then you give God a praise and say, devil, amen, my praise. been
saying
what you've been saying to me. Amen. I believe God. Amen. I believe God today, hallelujah, I believe God, in whatever I'm going through. I believe God because I refuse to believe a lie. Tell somebody, say, I refuse to believe a lie. Glory,
I refuse to believe
anything other than what God has told me. Somebody clap your hands and give your God some shout of victory.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give him the
Hallelujah.
I feel something, y'all, in the spirit. I feel something, y'all, in the Holy Ghost. God is saying, I'm working it out. I'm shaking it up. Come on here, somebody. God is shaking it up just for you. Come on here, somebody. Somebody's getting ready to get
just
a crazy miracle. Glory to God. Somebody getting ready to get something that they don't know that it was nobody but God that did this for me. Somebody give God a shout.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord.
We're going to look at two scriptures tonight, beloved, and then we're going to get up out of here right quickly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Verse come with me right quick to Isaiah 26. And oh, God, I'm sorry, brother. I'm so caught up in the spirit. Amen. I give it a shout out to my boy. Amen. Amen to my brother, amen. Brother Andre, amen. God bless you. Somebody give God praise for Elder tonight. Hallelujah, glory, guys.
Bless you, my brother.
That is a brother. Amen. Thank you, man, to God.
Bless
amen.
You.
And to everyone that loves the sound of my voice tonight, amen. I speak peace and blessings over your life tonight. Something has to break. It is already broken, and the yoke shall be destroyed.
Yeah.
The power of the anointing, glory to God. We're not going to be long tonight, I promise you, glory to God. By the time you blink, we'll be out of here, glory to God. Isaiah 26:3, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you get there, shout amen, glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And the word of the Lord reads, Isaiah 26:3, glory to God. And the word of the Lord reads, and he says, and you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast. Come on here, somebody. Because they trust in you. Come on here, somebody. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord himself is the rock eternal. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Says he humbles those who dwell on high, and he lays the lofty cities low. He levels it to the ground and casts it down to the dust. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go down. Well, let's keep reading the verse 7. And he says, and he feet trampling down the feet of the oppressed, the footsteps of the poor. Come on here, somebody. The path of the righteous is level. You, the upright one, makes the way of the righteous smooth. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to use for a thought tonight, the Lord is a keeper. I don't know if y'all caught that tonight, what the Holy Ghost just dropped in my spirit to say to us tonight. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor the Lord.
Neighbor the Lord.
Neighbor the Lord. Is a keeper.
Is a keeper.
Is a keeper.
Hey! Somebody set up a shout right there, glory to God. The Lord is a keeper.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And that's why you can't have no breakdown.
Yeah.
That's why you can't be depressed. That's why the enemy can't cause you to fear. Why? Because the Lord is a keeper. He said, I will keep your mind in perfect peace, but you got to keep your mind stayed on me. You can't let your mind get off track. You can't let your mind wander. You can't let your mind linger. Amen. You can't let your mind be idle. tell somebody, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
You got to keep your mind on him. You got to keep your mind on Yahshua.
You got
to
keep your mind locked in.
Come on here, somebody. Because if you keep your mind locked in, you won't have to worry about the devil messing with it. Come on here, somebody. That's what reason why I keep my mind on Yahshua. Because I ain't got to worry about it messing with my mind. Glory to God. My mind is locked in. Glory to God. I know what they saying, but I know what the Lord is saying. And I choose to believe the report of the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
The Lord is a keeper, neighbor. People wonder why you ain't all scared and how you able to be all together. Because you done heard the report of the enemy. Come on here, somebody. You done heard what he said. But how many of you know that what he said don't mean nothing when you done got a word from the Lord? Come on here, somebody. How many of you know when you done got a word from the Lord that the devil report don't mean nothing? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
People losing their mind everywhere. Come on here, somebody. Every time you look around, somebody losing their mind. But God has said, I'm going to keep your mind. If you keep your mind on me, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are somebody here. Glory to God. Verse 4 says, trust in the Lord forever. Come on here, somebody. Trust in the Lord forever. Come on here, somebody. How many know that forever means that we ain't never supposed to trust in anything? Tell him a praise right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm going to hit you with this and then we are out of here, beloved. Come with me to Philippians. You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank y'all for y'all prayers right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Strengthen him, Lord. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Glory to God. When you get there, shout hallelujah. Philippians 4, verse 8. Amen.
Hallelujah.
When you get there, amen. Give God another shout of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Now I want you
Thank
to shout
you,
right quick to the Lord.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Is my keeper. Come on here, somebody.
Is my keeper.
Let us.
Lord is my keeper.
Hallelujah. The Lord is my keeper. Amen. Philippians 4 and 8. And what the Lord says, and finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, keep your mind on it, neighbor. Amen. Whatever it is that's good and pure and holy and true, keep your mind on it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Keep
your mind on it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Keep your mind on it, neighbor, because God is going to keep your mind in perfect peace. As long as you keep your mind on that thing, God So keep your mind, glory to God. The enemy would not be able to attack your mind. Come on here, somebody. I tell somebody, say, neighbor, it's time to shift. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
It's time to shift your mind toward heaven. It's time to shift, glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know that the only way you can lose the devil is that when you shift in the Holy Ghost? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then he says in verse 8, at the end of verse 8, he says, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me. Put it into practice. Tell somebody, put it into practice. Come on here, somebody. Put it into practice, neighbor. Glory to God. We're not just hearing the word. We're going to do this thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You remember how the old used to be? Amen. When they would give a testimony or they would give a praise song, they would say, what you can do now, do it with a heavenly mind. In other words, amen, you need to shift to your heavenly mind, neighbor. Hallelujah. You need to get into the place of your heavenly mind. Somebody say heavenly mind. Hallelujah.
Heavenly mind.
It's the only mind that's going to keep you safe, neighbor. Hallelujah. And if you got to, amen, break away from folks that got a problem with your heavenly mind, then I would suggest you break away from them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like I said before, push the disconnect button. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know how to push the disconnect button. Click. Sorry, hallelujah. I ain't got time for no mess. Click. I ain't got time to hear about who shot John or who did anything outside of the word. No, hallelujah, is I'm trying to stay in my heavenly mind. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that some folks come around just to mess up your heavenly mind? Glory to God. Hallelujah. They don't want you to have no heavenly mind. They don't want to see you in no perfect peace. Hallelujah. That word perfect peace means shalom peace. That means complete peace. That means the sozo peace. That means all of the peace of God. So when we say shalom, we say the perfect peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody,
hallelujah.
Say, neighbor, don't let nobody mess up your perfect peace. Come on here, somebody. Hey, hallelujah.
Don't let nobody mess up your perfect peace.
Give God a shout out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't let the enemy mess with your thoughts, beloved. Amen. Guard your thoughts. Amen. Whatever is true, keep on thinking on it. Whatever is noble, keep on thinking on it. Whatever is right, keep on thinking on it. Whatever is pure, keep on thinking on it. Whatever is lovely, keep on thinking on it. Whatever is admirable, keep on thinking on it. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on it. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, keep on thinking about it. Glory to God. Stop thinking, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And then the end of verse 9 says, and the God of peace. Somebody say the God of peace.
The God of peace.
In other words, the God of our shalom, glory to God, hallelujah, will be with you. Come on here, somebody. He said, you keep your mind on me, I'll never leave you. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God, somebody need to catch that tonight. Glory to God, keep your mind on me, and I'll never leave you. Somebody give God a praise, hallelujah.
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 Give God a praise. Give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
Give God the shout of Boko Yarabasando.
Glory to God.
And I just want to say one more thing. I want this to get in your spirit, and I'm done. Our God is the key. He's the key.
Amen.
the pew is ready to...
That's why he gave us the Holy Ghost, because he's the keeper. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the Lord is a keeper and that he gave us the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit could keep us? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But he don't want us just to get saved. He want us to stay saved till he comes. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, the Lord.
The Lord.
Is keeping me right now.
He's keeping me right now. Hallelujah.
Give God a praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Right now, that the only somebody that can keep you is the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Nothing else can keep you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Don't put no trust in nothing else. Don't put no trust in nobody else. The Lord is our keeper. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God another praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Your house. I speak peace over your family. I speak peace over your finances. I speak peace over your grandchildren. I speak a peace of God. The shalom peace of God. I pray it will be a hedge around you. Glory to God. It will be a covering above your head. The peace of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
If you receive that, amen. Come on and give God another shout. If you receive that, give God
another
shout. Thank him for peace. Thank him for the shalom. Thank him. Thank him right now in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Anybody got any questions? Anybody got any comments? Anything? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. About the peace of God. About the... Yes.
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can. Yes, sir. My question is it true when someone speaks in tongues to someone, they should have a interpreter there, someone to translate, like a translator, to translate what they're saying for the ones that don't speak in tongues? Are the ones that can't speak in tongues?
Well, when you have a number of people speaking or a lot of people speaking at one time, the Lord, by his spirit, will usually come in and give an interpretation. Or the leader should give an interpretation or either come in with the tongue to bring peace. And so the people won't be thinking that are not filled with the Holy Ghost, so they'll be able to hear the voice of God while that person is speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Well, I thought speaking in tongues was the latest.
Speaking in tongues is not really for the unbeliever. Speaking in tongues is for the believer.
Right, and it's the language.
Yeah, because it's a heavenly language that's for the believer. What it does for the unbeliever is to show that our God is still alive and that our God is real.
Amen.
But it's also, so the devil doesn't understand what you're communicating about also, right?
No, he can't understand the heavenly language. No, it's a language that's connected straight to heaven.
Oh, okay.
Man, what is he doing?
Go where?
Thank you, Lord. Are there any more? As a matter of fact, glory to God, I want to, while we're on the subject of tongues, glory to God, hallelujah, so, see, we get that understanding concerning tongues. Let me see how No, can't nobody teach that. That has to be given strictly by the Holy Spirit. No one can teach you.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how people get a mimicking spirit or a religious spirit. Because then they pick up somebody else's tongue and it's not their tongue. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
But when they do that, then the Lord doesn't respond to it, or does he?
No. No, he doesn't. And you could tell the difference. Because you won't feel the Spirit of God when they speak in tongues.
Oh, amen.
Trying to find that part for you, that tongues are for the believer.
Okay,
that's I think he's there, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. I believe.
Amen.
You're gonna find that in 1 Corinthians 4. Yeah, Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost. It's right here, 1 Corinthians 14:22.
1 Corinthians 14:42.
No, 1 Corinthians 14:22.
Oh, 14:22.
I'm sorry, daughter. Tongues are for the unbelievers, but prophecy is for the believers. Hallelujah.
Okay, you said, get out of here. You said 1 Corinthians 14:22.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what did the Lord read? It says, tongues then are a sign not for believers, but for unbelievers. And it's a sign for unbelievers to show that our God is real. Come on here, somebody. Amen. That our God is the real God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Prophecy, however, is not for unbelievers, but for believers. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So if the whole church come together, everyone speaks in tongues, and a crowd or unbelievers come in, they will not say that they are out of their mind. So as long as tongues is going forth and prophecy is going forth at the same time, it balances everything out. Come on here, somebody. So the tongue is for the unbelievers, and the prophecy is for believers. So through the speaking of tongues and prophecy operating at the same time, it balances everything out, so nobody don't think that we just over here babbling and talking in an unknown tongue and not speaking by the Spirit of God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
That's why it's good to have tongues of prophecy operating at the same time. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
I'm listening.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So that's what that means, daughter, concerning tongues.
Okay. So
Amen.
This may sound like
Amen.
A dumb question. Pastor, this may seem like a dumb question, but I think I have the answer. But I need clarification. So God created speaking in tongues so that
yes,
the unbelievers
did.
Could believe him. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got it.
And then prophecy comes in for the believer. Because prophecy confirms the words that God has already given the believer. Come on here, somebody. Because God won't speak against himself. So when prophecy comes, it just confirms what God has already said as a witness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So that's why we need prophecy.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Are there any more comments or any more questions or any more? Words of encouragement.
No, that's it. Yeah, I just want to encourage the pastor to thank you for taking the time to educate us on God's word. I'm praying that he could stay strong and that all his blessings that God has reserved for him, that he receives them. And you also, Pastor, our brother, Andre.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen. Amen tonight.
Amen.
So nobody have any questions about the word tonight? Or just any questions in general?
I have a question, but it's pertaining to the clothing line. Have you guys established it yet or got it set up? Because I got a couple of people interested in making some purchases.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Amen. We're working on it too.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Come on and give God a praise, beloved, everyone right now. Come on and give God some glory and praise right now.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. While the Spirit of God is still flowing, come on and help us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight. God is a keeper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for his perfect peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. He has kept us through everything that's been going on. Hallelujah. Through the pandemic, through the storms, through the destruction. Hallelujah. Amen. Through all the financial hardship, God has kept us. Glory to God. Other people have went crazy and lost their minds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we all going through the same thing. Amen. That's how you can see the power of God. We all going through the same thing. Glory to God. But yeah, we can have a peace about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can pray about it and not worry about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that word on tonight. God truly is a keeper. Hallelujah. No matter what the situation is, that's the reason why we're here today, because he kept us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to remind everybody, don't forget to get your seed in. If you haven't sown your seed, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. So God can bless you. Praise God. Amen. We already blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. But we need to, amen, do what God, we need to be obedient to what God tells us to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In order to achieve what we said last night, glory to God. It's God's will, but it's our choice. Glory to God.
Come on, Elder. Come on.
So we thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God that God is a keeper. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Do we have any other comments, any other testimonies on the goodness of the Lord on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we truly thank God. Amen. For everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in on tonight. Amen. Truly, God is a keeper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to invite y'all to tune in tomorrow night. Hallelujah. For another blessed word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Make sure you tell somebody, amen, about the prayer line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that we can be a blessing in somebody else's life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Amen. Who call in every night to receive a word. Hallelujah from the Lord. Amen. Like I said, we'll be back tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you call and tune in. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God, and he can go ahead and give his final announcement and give his benediction. It's back in your hands, Apostle. Glory to God.
Bless you, man. God bless you, my dear brother. Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Man, amen. We heard the word tonight. Amen. Sure that you get your seed in as soon as you can, because God is doing some great things through the seed offering. I'm telling you, God is doing some awesome things through the seed offering. Amen. If you want to see increase and prosperity in your life, amen, then, amen, obey God with your finances. All I'm going to say is obey God with your finances. Because how many know that you shout better with your finances than shout? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know if y'all heard me. I said, how do you know you can shout better when your finances are shouting?
Amen.
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 It got so quiet, I thought I had lost
I
everybody. Glory to God. Y'all ain't got to get quiet when it comes to offering. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the key. Glory to God. As much as the Lord been having me to preach on giving, hallelujah. Glory to God. Because how many know that? That a closed hand can't get nothing. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But when your hand is open to him, his hand will open to you. And how many know that God's hand is bigger than our hand? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Our hand ain't even nowhere near his hand. Come on here, somebody. So if his hand opened up to us, guess what? He's going to pour us out a blessing so big, we ain't going to have room. to receive. That's what he mean by that. Glory. I'm going to pull you out of blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now, God is doing some awesome things.
Amen.
We praise God on tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Somebody said breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
That's what God has done for somebody tonight. God is giving somebody a breakthrough. Come on here, somebody. You've been needing a breakthrough. You've been wanting a breakthrough. And God says, I've given it to you tonight, but you got to take the next step in order for the breakthrough to be complete. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I praise God for your breakthrough tonight. Man, I'm like Mary, whatever he said, do it. Amen. That's what Mary told the disciples when he turned water to wine. And for somebody, he's going to turn your water to wine. Hallelujah. I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to. He said, but tell them if they obey and take the next step, glory to God, they go see the wine. Hallelujah. You're seeing the water right now, but God's going to turn that into wine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Mm-hmm.
Bless God for you tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Are all minds clear right now?
Amen.
Amen. If all minds are clear, we just ready to close it. Amen. But I'm going to tell you right now, amen, God is ready to shift somebody to the next level. And the only thing that's holding you back is your seed. And the Holy Ghost said, and listen to what the Holy Ghost telling me. He said, they know who I'm talking to. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Look at God. He said, they know who I'm talking to. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that confirmation, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God tonight. But I'm getting ready to close it up. Amen. Also, we're getting ready to go into Kemet. Somebody said Kemet.
Kemet.
Kemet is the original people that's connected to us through our ancestors. We are the descendants of Kemet. That's where they get the word Kemet. Kemet is connected to the word Jew. The word Jew came out of Kemet. And that's why I say to us that we are the original Jews.
You left it right up here.
And so that's what makes us the people of God. Hallelujah. So, you know, I want to make sure that I cover all this again because we got to get used to walking in covenant. See, covenant obligate God to move for you. Trying to live by faith. Faith don't obligate God. A covenant do. That's why Abraham couldn't get blessed until God cut a covenant with Abraham. Come on here, somebody. And he didn't actually cut it with Abraham. He cut it with himself. And he allowed Abraham to be a part of it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the reason why he didn't cut it with Abraham, because he wasn't a Jew. He was a Hebrew. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get into that. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that's important. Because we got to know how to carry ourselves with God's peace. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe that you're going to really love this series. Amen. We're getting ready to go into prayer right now. And not dismiss. Father, we thank you for what our ears have heard, for what our eyes have seen, for what our heart now understands. We thank you, Father, that you are a keeper, and we thank you for your keeping power. So, Father, we give you praise and glory and honor and adoration. And we ask you right now, Lord, to keep on keeping us, Lord, because we can't keep ourselves. We need you to keep us. And, Father God, hallelujah, we bless your name on tonight. And we thank you for joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. So, Father, we praise you right now, and we give you glory. What I say unto one, I say unto all.
Say unto one, I say unto all.
What?
What?
And pray.
And
pray. And holy.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
Neighbor. Love
you. Nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it.
Somebody. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody please. Thank you.
I love y'all, and y'all are not dismissed until tomorrow night.
Love you too, Bishop.
Glory to God. Amen. I know y'all.
Yeah. Come on, put your hands together.
Great. He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else,
can only see.
Can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else,
can
only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I mean. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am. Amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see?
The best.
One time, listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I do, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're gonna go back to it. He is my Lord.
He's mine, and I'm His.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.